quite drastically.
For that first year they did, that's for sure.
That was the first year I discovered a video camera.
I went crazy. It was a bad time in my life, okay?
That's right.
And then I tried that thing, the Menage Trios. The Menage Trios.
Oh, man.
Bobby Kernels, I'm ready for another cup of ginger tea to keep my vocal cords
so cute
at their most pristine.
Aww.
We got everybody listening today. BC is listening from home. Clint is listening from home. Missy is listening from home. All of them, by the way, invited to come down. You can all drop down if you want to. You can come down here. Say hello. There is no music and no commercials for the next 25 hours. No music, no commercials, but we do have a lot of stuff planned for you. Some of the things that you can expect a little later on. UFC fighters Matt Hughes and Rich Franklin will be on. Lead singer of the band Stained, Aaron Lewis, will be on. Comedian, singer-songwriter Stephen Lynch will be on. We have a consultant from the movie Jarhead that's going to be on. Tell us all about the making of that. We're going to give P1s the opportunity to interview Triple H. We have Reality Bites. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming on. Oh, and we're going to have our first ever women's panel here in San Diego, where we will have women sitting on a panel. You can call them up and ask them all kinds of questions that perhaps you're afraid to ask a girlfriend, a wife, a sister, a mother. The women will be very honest and forthcoming and open about their answers. And don't we all appreciate that? There was a Mormon airman, who is in trouble for his underwear. Sky, you care to explain?
Yeah, so this guy is in the Air Force, but he's a Mormon, you know, straight out of Salt Lake City. And he claims that his commander in the Air Force threatened to kick him out of his unit unless he removed his underwear. Now, I guess the commander said that his underwear shows through his uniform. Now, I guess in the Mormon religion, they're instructed to wear white undergarments, which are symbols of purity. And at all times, they have to wear those, only except for very, like, specific activities that are spelled out. They're allowed to take off the undies, like showering or whatever. So he says it's part of his religion to keep the underwear on, even if it does show through his uniform. And he doesn't think he has to change. So he's filed a complaint, and they're looking into it. Kind of weird.
I had no idea that Mormons wore a specific underwear.
Yeah, I didn't. Does anybody know anything about
that? No, hey, listen, if you're Mormon, you wear a certain underwear.
Yes, actually, I was really, really good friends with, my best friend was Mormon in high school.
Go ahead, Ashley.
And, you're supposed to wear, like, these big, it's some type of saving your virginity until you get married, and you're supposed to wear them.
And that's like a symbol?
Yeah,
like it's like a symbol of your purity?
Yeah, it is. Isn't that odd? Well, let's do some traffic.
Oh, we are.
She's so cute.
Yeah. I love the way she lets us know that it's time to do that.
Very smooth. 105.3 traffic.
Brought to you by Sleep Train Mattress Centers.
That floats so nicely.
Yes.
So anyway, yeah, they had to wear these underpants. And how's it looking out there in the five?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's kind of tough out there.
Oh, man. We've got the traffic alert still in effect here on the westbound. It's pretty messed up here in the Cajon Valley. This report's brought to you by Mattress Discounters. For limited time at Mattress Discounters, purchase any select Sealy or Simmons mattress at our everyday low price. Get the matching box spring absolutely free. Plus an approved credit, you'll sleep free for a year. Yeah, this westbound 8 still backed up here approaching Las Coches. That is bumper to bumper in single digits to this bad crash that was blocking the left lanes just past East Main Street. Once you get past that mess, though, dude, you're cruising all the way to Mission Valley. Nothing stopping you after that. Westbound 94, a minor delay in the downtown. You've got northbound 805 and the 5 freeway looking much better out of the South Bay. 805 is still a little bit slow at the 94 and then stacks up out of Kearney Mesa heading up over the 52. Southbound 15 still messed up from the 78 to a new crash at Fella Cedar. Lets you go for a stretch and then slows again from West Bernardo Drive down to Carmel Mountain. And the coastal ride, southbound 5, is still kind of suffering here from La Costa all the way to Solana Beach. I'm Rick Lawrence on San Diego's Rock Station, Rock 105.3.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Right, let's do some of this right now. Let's see. Do we have any kind of open for this or no?
No.
Okay. Now, this is going to be fun. Where did Bobby Kernel's getting my stuff?
Your tea?
Your tea.
He's getting my tea. One of the things that I want to remind listeners of is that this is an opportunity for us to cultivate new listeners. It's an opportunity for us to have you tell your friends, hey, you got to listen to Mikey Show. It's my favorite morning show in San Diego. And for you to tell your friends, that's why we stay on for 28 straight hours. So one of the things that we will do as we go on through the show is I'll give you examples of Tough Love with Eddie. I'll give you examples of Tyrone and Tortilla. You'll get to hear what those different things are. Hopefully you got your friends tuning in. They're hearing it for the first time, too.
We'll play all the different games that we play on the morning show. Absolutely. You'll hear all kinds of different stuff.
Yeah. So we definitely want you to take part in that. Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys are going to be playing Stoner Spelling Bee today.
Yes, we are.
What time is that at?
Let me take a look at my...
I'm the worst speller ever, and I'm only good when I'm stoned.
Yes, my schedule says we will do that at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. tonight?
Yep.
That's before Willy Wonka or after, because I'm getting late.
Oh, way before Willy Wonka.
Okay, right on.
All right, bro. Mikey Show.
Yeah, this is P1 Mormon Nick.
Go ahead, Mormon Nick. Tell me about the underwear.
What we do is, you know the temple on the freeway?
Yep.
That's one of the requirements for entering the temple, and once you've entered, it's a symbol of purity and that you've dedicated your life to following.
Go ahead, Sky. Sky has a question.
Now, okay. In the story, it says that there are specific activities that you're allowed to take them off for. What are those without being gross or graphic or anything?
I call them the four S's. We call it sex, showering, sports, and...
Okay. Going potty.
Yeah.
Right. We got it. We got it. All right. Thank you very much.
Interesting.
No problem.
Didn't know this stuff.
No.
I'm learning stuff all the time. There was something specific I wanted to do before we went into something else, but I think I want to give people... Oh. Got to keep reminding people. Tonight at 10 o'clock, we do our movies. Oh, yeah. First of all, tonight at 9 o'clock, it may be fun for you to just sit there and watch Lost with us. We're going to watch the show Lost through a agreement that we have with KGTV, with Channel 10. We are going to simulcast Lost on the radio tonight because we're all big fans of the show Lost. Or are we big fans of the show Lost?
Oh, crap.
Don't even say it. Come on. Don't be silly.
Will we really be on or won't we?
Oh,
what are you...
Oh, so we're going to watch the show Lost tonight. Okay, we get it, right?
Now, let me get this straight. Well, are we going to be on at 4 a.m.?
Shut up.
8 a.m.? 15 p.m.?
Wait. That didn't make any sense.
I'm out.
So tonight at 42 o'clock.
We'll be an hour 15.
Ah. Or wait. So tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC, you can watch the show Lost, turn your radio on, and listen to us watching it. Boy, doesn't that sound fascinating?
Do you have a favorite character?
Have you ever heard grass grow? That's pretty fascinating, too.
Shut up. It'll be fun.
Yeah, Sawyer.
Sawyer's your favorite character?
Sawyer's my favorite character. He's the A. He's the A-hole. I just like him. If it weren't so gay, I'd have a screensaver of them.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to watch the show tonight, and we'll probably talk through it. So if you don't want to hear a bunch of people talking while watching your favorite TV show, it's a rerun tonight. But otherwise, put it on 105.3 and listen to us watching Lost and making some comments. Now, at 10 o'clock, we are going to start one of two movies. It's going to be Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, and we goof on the movie the whole time. Just like the show Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's the TV show that you see on Sci-Fi where you flipping around, where there's three little robots on the bottom corner of the screen watching a movie and making fun of it. And you can watch the movie with us, and we make fun of the movie. Tonight, we're doing Lord of the Rings at 10 o'clock. We will synchronize the movie with you at home. We'll tell you when to press play on your DVD. And then, after that movie's over, we're going to watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We're going to do the same exact thing. What are you seeing there, Sky? What's the episode on tonight on Lost? What is it? What are you doing? Wait, Eddie.
He's trying to touch me, Mike.
Been doing that the whole time?
No?
Yes,
you have.
I've seen it.
Go ahead, Sky.
Michael, Sawyer, and Jin wonder if their captors are fellow survivors.
When was that?
think that's the one when they have him in the pit and they throw Michelle Rodriguez in there. I think that's the one.
Yeah, and she says, let me back up and all that crap.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to hear about Sean at the house last night?
Please.
You know it.
What are you talking about?
Well, my wife got him some grape juice, so he's going to pour a glass of grape juice. And he goes into that cupboard.
Did he have a sippy cup?
No. And lest you think it's a bit, it ain't a bit. It ain't a bit. Sean is really a germaphobe. He took the glasses. He took like four glasses out.
Oh, that's an exaggeration.
No, it's not. And he turned them all against the light, checking
there
them in the light.
Three at the most.
He took three glasses out before he poured his grape juice and was inspecting them against the light to make sure that they were okay. Once they were, he poured a little bit of grape juice into the deal, and then he fills the rest with water. And he was giving me all kinds of questions about the big jug of bottled water.
Because you were being evasive.
I wasn't. I was answering, but I was confused.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Why questions about the water? Eddie, you know the kind that are the kind that have the handle on them? The water jugs, Arrowhead water jugs that have a handle.
Okay.
Not the 1 gallon milk kind. The kind that are shaped like a box. They're shaped like a 12-pack. And they got a handle on them. Those kind of waters, and they got a little spout at the bottom.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he was like, Sean, what were you asking?
What's the question?
Well,
first of all,
you had it sitting on top of your, like, Alhambra, like,
water cooler. Right.
So that in itself was, like, really annoying and disturbing. Because you have
now, do you picture
there.
What we're saying, Eddie?
Yeah.
Instead
of having the 5-gallon water jug on top of the cooler, we haven't received water. And so we wanted to have water, so we took this, you know, thing and put it on top of the cooler.
So instead of the 5-gallon jug, you had this box.
With a spout.
1 gallon.
Yes. Okay. And you could tell immediately it genuinely bothered Sean.
I didn't like it.
What did you not like about it?
Well, first of all, because there wasn't a 5-gallon water bottle sitting on top of that thing, it looked like you were looking down like a... like a concert venue toilet.
What are you talking about?
Dude, it looked terrible and disgusting and filthy and dirty.
What did? The water container? Or
no, not the
cooler. The cooler.
The cooler itself. You know how it's got like the funnel there where you put the big bottle in it?
Right.
And I'm looking into this funnel and it's gross.
How is it gross, Sean?
Well, because, I don't know, maybe it's stained with dirt and filth and junk and dust.
There is no dirt.
And mold.
In it. There is no dirt in it, by the way.
Now, I tend to believe Mikey because, you know, Sean's been in my house before and bitched about things that weren't there. So, I mean, I don't know.
There was debris on it.
There was debris on my silverware. He went through my
silverware
drawer.
Sean stayed at Eddie's house one time.
There was water spots on it. And he's like, there's debris.
And he said that there was debris on the actual food debris.
Yes. There was particulate matter.
I believe him.
You believe, Sean, that Mikey's water bottle is filthy and that Rebecca would ever allow that to happen?
Dirt and grime?
Well, I don't think it was filthy, but I know those machines, and it's those nature of those machines for mold to grow in the little crevices because water just kind of sits there. But what I don't understand from Sean, if there was a fresh bottle of water that's not going through the mold thing, is it just seeing
it? Yeah, it's sitting on top of it.
Oh, okay. So there is some touching between the two.
There's direct contact.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because you guys are jerks.
Well, that's true.
I don't disagree there.
So anyway, Sean, so that was the first thing you had a problem with, right?
Yes.
What did you have a problem with in regards to the water after that?
The glass was weird.
How?
First of all, he's being completely evasive. When I went to get a glass to put the stuff in, I pull out a glass that looks okay, and I say, are these clean? And he goes...
Now, wait a minute. Just pause there. How many times have you had somebody come over to your house? stay with you. And they take a glass out and they go, is this clean?
It's not so abnormal.
And so I said, what did I say, Sean?
You said, well, they're new. We just took them out of a box. And I froze.
Yeah.
And I said, so did you wash them before you put them in here? Did you take them right from the box and put them right up in the cabinet? Like, I'm pretty sure you did.
Pretty sure.
And you wouldn't tell me.
Sean, I didn't know.
Oh.
I didn't do it. I know my wife did. But I know that my wife is 150 billion times more of a clean person than I am.
And so I had to check them out. That's all.
And how did you do that, Sean?
I held them up to the light.
For how long? How long did you inspect that first glass?
A couple seconds.
That's a lie.
How long did you do it for?
It wasn't long.
Real time, Eddie? Yeah. Not exaggerating?
Yeah, no joke.
A minute and a half.
Oh,
about 90 seconds of inspection.
I believe it.
And I'm going conservatively because I didn't want him to go, oh, that's a lie. Maybe 2 minutes?
No.
Maybe two minutes, Sean?
No.
You stared at that thing to the light? I mean, most of us, we hold a glass up, we look at it, and it takes you 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. I'm good.
That's about what I did.
Oh, Sean. A minute and a half.
What is he looking for? What are you looking for?
Yeah, Sean, what are you looking for?
Oh, I don't know. Debris, particulate matter, fingerprints, lip prints,
but if
water spots, junk.
Sky, do you somehow relate to this? I mean, you appeared throughout this whole thing to be going, yeah, no, that makes sense, yeah.
Like, I don't personally relate to it. Like, these aren't things I do myself.
Right.
But I've known Sean long enough that this isn't strange
to me. No. It's not strange for him. It's strange.
But we know him, and this is just, like, what he needs. You know, you guys know me. You treat me differently than you treat Sean. You treat Sean differently than you treat Ashley. We all got our own junk, you know? So, it doesn't shock me.
What actually
shocks me is the fact that Mikey didn't buy plasticware and, like, disposable cups and stuff.
You don't think he'd have a problem with that? You don't think he'd have a problem with something to do with that?
If they're wrapped in plastic, unopened, Sean, would you have a problem with that?
Probably.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah. Never mind.
No, seriously. Sean, what would it be? First of all, what if they weren't wrapped in the plastic? What if they had been taken out of
it? It would be out of the question at that point.
See, Sky, because we do have those. We have those red party plastic cups.
Yeah, I saw those. I wasn't going
to. Yeah, I knew he saw them and didn't touch them.
No.
Okay, so the only way that you consider touching them is if they were still in the plastic wrap with the twist tie.
No, not even then.
You wouldn't use it.
No, because you know they've been sitting in a warehouse. And what do warehouses have?
Warehouses have what? Dust?
Bugs.
Bugs.
Mice.
Mice.
Hantavirus.
Hantavirus.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, but Sean, what do you think? That the mice in the middle of the night when everybody leaves the little cup factory, the mice go in there and have little parties
Make
and sip
cocktail.
Out of the cups?
Oh, you're
like
right.
Like they're having keggers?
Yeah, because mice don't come out at night at all.
No,
they stay tucked in their little beds.
No, they do. And when they do come out at night, what they do is they throw kegger parties where they say, hey, the red cups are for beer and the blue cups are for mixed
no,
drinks.
No, you're right again because mice don't crawl over
make
anything.
Make sure you write your mouse
they
name
walk
on your cup.
Upright, yes. Just like the rest
yeah.
of us.
Yeah, you look
and
at the cup.
They stay on the sidewalk.
Yeah, some say Mickey. Some cups say mini.
Stupid.
How do the mice
that they've written
the
on there with a little Sharpie?
Three blind.
You don't know that they're
Three
always
blind.
In. The cups are always in plastic. You don't know that.
okay. Well,
yeah. P1 Cameron?
I think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Sean, I want to tell you that, you know, the germs that you're looking for don't even hurt you. Like, lipstick is not
you don't know
hurt
that
you. A water spot's not gonna hurt you. The germs are really hurt.
Okay, thanks, Professor.
She says she works for a hospital, Sean.
Well, hooray for hospitals.
What are you so angry for?
He gets defensive, doesn't he?
Yeah, he really does. He really gets defensive.
Thank you for explaining my friend to me.
Aww.
I appreciate that.
Sean, what are you flipping the microphone off for?
You know why.
So then we sit down on the couch and he's and he's doing stuff with the computer, right? With my computer.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I would have to hand the computer to him. Now, Eddie,
One's
weird, dude. This one's weird.
Okay.
I know for a fact that we never touched skin.
You liar! You are a liar.
Oh, boy.
You are a liar.
Oh, boy.
Every time he would take the computer from me, he would go, ah, yuck!
Yes, because you got your stupid little hands all over me.
I didn't touch him one time.
That is a lie, dude. That is a lie. Because the way you had your hand underneath the computer,
yes,
and you would pass it off to me,
yes,
your fingers would brush up against me. I hated it.
This guy, that didn't happen one.
You lie.
Like, all it takes with Sean, dude, though, is, like, the air created by your fingers.
It wasn't air, though.
But I'm saying that's
I know
all
the difference between air.
Yeah, but yeah. She's right, though, Sean.
But I'm
hands
saying that's all it takes. There's been a couple times where I've gotten close to you, not touched you, yeah, but I've kind of gone past you.
Like, when you walk past him and that, yes, creates that vacuum,
okay,
of air.
All right, yeah, fine, but that's a separate issue from what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
What we're talking about right now is dermis on dermis, F you.
I love it so much.
All right.
Oh.
Let's move
get
on.
Get away from
Eddie.
Me.
Give me a high five.
Doing? Eddie, leave
no
me.
No!
What are you doing?
Stop
Eddie
it.
No Eddie high fives. No.
He doesn't like high fives.
Stop it.
He doesn't. Gross. He doesn't like
get
high
away
fives.
Get away.
What about that low?
No! Get away from me!
You guys are so dumb.
Okay. Wait a minute. A couple of questions before we move on. P1 Mike?
Yeah, what does he do when he goes out to eat?
Oh, that's a process. Tell him about Red Robin last night, Sean.
There's nothing to tell.
Oh, man, dude. He's got a process.
What?
What are you doing?
What are you doing, Sean?
Nothing.
What is that?
Are you going to play poker? Why are you putting on dark glasses with blinders on the
why
side?
Are you wearing,
why are you wearing goggles?
Those are the weirdest glasses
are
I've
Are you
going to
put on a scarf and fly in the Red Baron?
Are you related to Snoopy?
Are you going to do the 100-meter butterfly?
I'm not here right now.
The butterfly?
Hey. Sean just put underwater goggles on.
Hey, Bono.
What are you flipping him off for?
Do some with or without you, Bo. Where's the edge?
Yes, it is quite a process when we go out to eat.
Geez.
Sean inspects the silverware like you would not believe, and regardless of how clean it is, he takes a napkin and he cleans the silverware with the napkin.
Excuse me. That lady did not mind taking that silverware back, mm-hmm, at all. She did not mind.
Yeah, they'll take the silverware back.
Why? What was wrong with it?
Go ahead, Sean.
It was filthy. What do you think?
Well, what was on it? What were you seeing?
Water spots.
So no, like, crumbs or anything. We're just talking water spots.
Isn't it exhausting,
well,
Sean?
I mean, it's the same thing.
Isn't it exhausting sending stuff back and take? Oh, he cleaned it. You know how he
Hold on, dude. I was completely polite to her both times.
Oh, he was, but it was just.
Did her tip suffer for that?
Oh, yeah, tell him about that, Sean.
Oh, there's...
Oh, come on.
Oh, I was just being an ass. What happened?
He wasn't going to tip. I left a tip because we got a free dinner. We got a free dinner.
Because of the silverware, he wasn't going to tip?
We love the show. We love the show. They gave us a free dinner.
Excuse me.
What?
Go ahead, Sean.
I had no problem with tipping.
Take those glasses off.
Initially.
Uh-huh.
But...
But?
When she brought the second glass back to us...
Right.
And it still had stuff... Around
it didn't.
The, yes, it did.
It didn't. Sky.
Dude.
They're great there. I'm telling you, they're great there. They don't... stuff is great there. He sees things that aren't there. He feels things that aren't there. Like when
hold
I pass the computer...
Hold on, hold
go
on,
ahead.
Hold
go
on.
Ahead.
I explained to her when... After the first glass, I said, look, it's just a thing that I have. Can you please just make sure that when you bring me a fresh glass,
uh-huh,
that... You can't visibly see anything on it.
He did say that, by the way. He said that to
her. Hold on, though, dude. She was fine with that. She had no problem with that whatsoever.
Right.
So she went and she got the second glass and she brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
She set it down. I thought it looked okay. She left. I went to take a sip. When I went to grab the handle, I saw that there was debris on the handle.
Debris.
What kind of debris, Sean? Pieces of metal, chunks of wood?
Shrapnel.
Yeah, what kind of debris? Pieces of cardboard?
Particulate matter? Yes. Yeah. Particulate matter.
Big pieces of lint, gigantic swabs
wreckage.
Of things. Yeah, wreckage. Big, gigantic, roll-away pieces
Forget
of plastic.
It. Forget it.
Hey, Mikey, what about when they bring his plate of food, their hands have touched his plate?
Dude, it is a process.
Oh, she didn't touch my plate.
And I'll tell you this.
I asked her not to.
He takes a napkin and he cleans the silverware off, right?
Right.
Yeah. Here we are. We're having a good time with it. Guy's obsessive compulsive and a germaphobe. He cleans the silverware with the napkin and then has to request a new napkin because the one that
it's dirty. Would you want to wipe your face with mud? I'm asking you.
So you, in your mind,
you want to put
in,
on your
so
face?
In your mind, that was like mud.
Well, let's see. I just wiped off the silverware. I wiped all the crap off of it, and now I have a filthy rag. In my world, it's no longer a napkin.
Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Take
Thank
those
you.
Glasses off.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you crash.
Hey. B1 Jacob, are you there?
Yeah, it's B1 Jacob. I want to know, does Sean know that you actually eat bugs in your sleep and things like that?
Shut up! I don't eat bugs in my sleep.
Oh, because you have to.
By the way, this moment of germophobia was brought to you by KSWB.
Oh. Nice. Good for them.
Thank you for sponsoring the 28-hour show, KSWB.
And we apologize.
Hey, let me tell you something. And I'm being honest. Tommy Lee, Mike Tyson, the Osbournes, all of these people pale in comparison to the reality show that could be had with Sean.
Oh, please.
True.
Just going out to eat with him. Because that tip issue is a whole other thing.
Blowing it out of proportion.
Oh, we're not blowing out of proportion.
Yeah, right.
By the way, the general manager at the Red Robin in Del Mar had given me a... Give me a gift card.
Yeah, I remember. That was very
nice. Yeah, yeah. So I took my wife and Sean out to dinner with a gift card last night.
Oh, that's cool.
Dinner on Red Robin.
Very nice.
All $8.73 of it. No, I'm being very specific.
That's what was on the gift card?
8.73.
They must have given you the wrong card.
I don't know.
Well, I would think so, because if the manager is going to be like, you know what, let me hook this guy up, he's not going to be like, okay, $8.73.
Unless that manager thought I was an a-hole when I mentioned that his restaurant is good birth control.
No. What it sounds like happened is it was like a gift card maybe for like, you know, $20, and somebody spent, you know, $12
worth
of it.
How would somebody do that?
And then it ended up in his pile of gift cards, and he didn't realize it had been used.
It could be.
You know, because I don't think there's any way he would give you an $8 and whatever.
No, because that is kind of funny.
Unless he was,
irritated.
Unless he wanted to make a point.
Yeah, unless he wanted to make a point. And if that were the case, then touche. He got me. He got me.
Maybe that's... So what did he do?
Maybe that's the price of one burger.
Of like one menu item plus tax?
Oh, no,
tax?
We checked.
We checked. I wrote him on the back of his card. I said, thank you so much for the gift card. Unfortunately, I was unable to locate one single item that cost $8.73 on the menu.
Well.
But there was another manager there, and he said, no, he's a good guy. I'm sure that's not what he meant. We'd like to get your dinner tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mikey Show.
Yeah, I want to know if Sean ever seen Waiting.
Waiting?
Yeah, the movie Waiting.
Oh, dude, don't you even start with
Sky,
that.
What's he talking about?
It's that new movie out with Van Wilder and Dane Cook, and they work in a restaurant, and so it kind of shows the hijinks that some of the cooks and wait staff like to do behind the scenes, and that would not be good for Sean's dining out.
Mikey Show.
Hey, $8.73, that's the price of a box of condoms.
for your birth control.
That's not good. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, bro.
Bye.
Bye. But think about that one. Call us back this time tomorrow morning. We'll still be here. Because in approximately 25 minutes, in exactly 25 minutes, we'll only have 24 more hours to go.
Shut up.
Here on the 28-hour shoe. All right, let's do this. We decided that we were going to have an experiment. And the experiment was going to be, who is more successful, nice guys or rude guys with women?
Interesting.
Do nice guys finish last or do nice guys finish first? Now, we have two very good examples of both. Intern Bobby Kernels is a very
bad
good...
guy.
No.
Really?
Intern Bobby Kernels is a great example of a good guy.
Oh, yeah, he is.
A sweet kid. The kind of kid that you would want your daughter to bring home.
Yes.
On the other hand, we've got Boston Rob.
Mm.
The self-proclaimed dirtbag. He is the guy that is going to throw down all of those cheesy lines on a woman.
What?
Could be your daughter...
Cheesy.
Could be your daughter he's throwing those lines down on. All in the attempt to get to one thing. And we all know what that is.
Finding love.
And catch on fire.
I'm always looking for love.
And bolt of lightning.
I'm not saying what kind of love.
You're not looking for Miss Wright. You're looking for Miss Wright now.
Oh, yeah.
So we sent Boston Rob and Bonnie Kernels. We sent Boston Rob and intern Bobby Kernels out. And we wanted them to try to get some phone numbers using their different approaches. And we tape recorded it.
Nice.
Would you like to hear?
I would love it.
All right. Do I need to set anything up here, fellas? Am I...
No. I'd start off with Bobby because they're very long and... I don't know, fall asleep or whatever. I don't know, just...
Oh, yeah. Really, Boston Rob?
What?
Feel the need to have to put Bobby Kernels down, huh?
I wasn't... No, I see.
I see.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Threatened already. See.
Yeah, a little bit insecure over there, Boston Rob?
By whatever do you mean, Mike?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's listen to Bobby Kernels at work trying to get somebody's phone number.
Sorry about my friend.
He's a little weird, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I heard that before.
He got dropped off.
I only went up there for like a year.
If you want to give me your number a little later, I can make it up to you.
Really? Yeah. All right, let's do it.
How
about that?
Now, wait. What happened there?
One for the colonel.
Let's,
Yeah, Bobby Kernels, explain what that was about, because we heard some, you know, stuff in the very beginning.
It sounded like there might have been a good cop, bad cop thing going on.
Yeah, what was going on there?
Yeah, basically what happened was that B-Rob tried to throw one of his lines at her.
Uh-huh.
And just
you swooped
completely
in?
Completely failed.
Yeah, and so you said, hey, sorry about him being such a jackass.
Right, exactly. I tried
but,
to apologize.
Hey, you know, and you were being a gentleman, right. Apologizing. Yeah. For
I
him.
Split. She was being boring.
Wow. But you got the number. You got the number.
Good for him.
Now, let's take a listen to...
Got him. Congratulations.
Let's go back and forth.
Yeah.
Now let's listen to Boston Rob.
Hello?
So are you drunk yet?
Hey, I'm getting my makeup on and we'll calm down.
Are you thirsty? Want me to get you a drink? Round of water's on me.
His famous line, by the way. His famous line, like he's so proud of it. As that's playing back on the air, I look in there, and he's got this big ass-eating grin with a toothpick in his mouth in there right now.
I'm so proud of myself.
I'm so cool. I'm so cool.
Wow. What are you, high society? Jesus. I'm trying to be nice over here. Another roofie colada.
His technique is to be a dick.
Yeah, that's his technique. His technique is I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
Would you like another roofie colada?
No, I'm serious. So when are you gonna give me a number?
Can you dial it and then I'll
Did you get the number?
You know it.
She said, let me dial it in. So she's dialing it into your cell phone.
Oh, my God, that worked?
That's weak.
She was wasted, by the way.
Oh, she sounded.
She sounded
what?
Mad.
No, she was, she just slurring. Got there.
That, that whole Ruth Picolata thing might have been true.
Yeah.
Hey, you leave my techniques alone.
You want to hear Bobby Kernels at
yes,
work?
Yes, give me Bobby.
Please.
It's Bobby Kernels.
Moscow.
Oh, wow. Wow, what are you doing with that? That's really good. It's good to be like a, you know, a nice member of society.
What are you doing?
I'm just doing school right now.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you studying?
I'm doing communications. Yeah.
What do you want to do with that?
Radio, probably.
Yeah.
Later. Cool. So,
here comes the swoop.
Oh, that was
here comes the swoop.
How awkward is that silence?
I know. The silence was deafening. Like, let's go ahead and drive an Amtrak train
it's like
through
this.
That dead space.
It's like this. So, anyway. So,
communications.
yeah, this is a guy in communications.
How ironic. Let's hear the rest.
Do anything after here?
I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, school. All right. Well, do you think I can get your number? Maybe I can call you a little later?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look at Bobby. Guys doing fine.
Killing it.
Awesome
for Bobby.
He's got the dark hair and the good looks. You know, he's still going to get somewhere with that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I got to know them.
Wow, the he's so much better than Rob.
Oh, he's
I'll say, Eddie. Eddie, I'll say.
All right.
Anyways.